Welcome to another episode of the Bracket Buddies, the show where we debate random topics bracket style until we somehow arrive at an ultimate winner. My name is Ashton, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host who has never seen a Star Wars film, Jake. How do you defend yourself, Jake?
That is right. I have never seen Star Wars in my life, except for the current binge that I'm making my wife do in the lead up to The Last Jedi, which by the time this comes out, Last Jedi will probably already be out.
Probably, because making podcasts takes so much longer than we anticipated. But either way, we did pick this one at random, but it does happen to be at a good time. So hopefully everybody's in the Star Wars mood and you'll enjoy. So if this is your first time joining us, here's a little refresher for you. The topics are random and the rules are simple. There are no rules. Every week we're going to pick a subject out of a hat, just like we did with Star Wars vehicles. And then our panel of three made up of Jake, myself, and our weekly guest will debate who should win in a bracket-style contest. That's when friendship means nothing. If one of us has a compelling argument that can sway the other two to help a 16 seed upset a number one seed, that's how it's going to be. So you can follow us and play along on Twitter at Bracket Buddies. We'll be posting the bracket of the week there so you can see the matchups, maybe even come up with your own winner. 100% agree with us this week, though. There's no debate here. And if you have a topic you'd like us to take a crack at, then please email us at gmail.com. So with all that said, let's get to this week's topic. What are we doing this week, Jake?
Well, as you said, this week, in a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, they had much cooler technology and vehicles than we do currently.
Somehow.
Yes. So what we're going to do is we're going to debate what is the best vehicle they have in the Star Wars universe. And we're saying vehicles, not ships, because we don't want to exclude things that maybe have legs or wheels. Do they have wheels in Star Wars? I don't know. They might all hover. I don't know.
Some of them do.
Yeah, sure. Anyway, so the qualifiers for this week, we're going to keep it simple. The ships have to appear in a movie. I know some people will probably be a little saddened to hear we're gonna knock out Clone Wars and Rebels and the books and the video games. There are some cool ships, but we're not gonna have Mbaran starfighters and the like in this one. See, I told you I haven't seen Star Wars. But yeah,
is the Starship Enterprise allowed to join?
No, Ashton. No Trekkies allowed. No Trekkies allowed, yes. So a vehicle is anything that gets you from A to B. That's pretty much it. So also, please note that if we forget the actual name of the vehicle, like I don't know what Slave One is actually called other than Slave One. We love Star Wars, but we don't research that much, I guess. But anyway, so as always, we'll be alternating turns, nominating contestants for the bracket. It would be a lot to choose from, so we should probably get started. I think you went first last time, so I think I'm going to pick first this time. Yes?
Yep, sounds good to me.
Okay, let's get it started with something that I think is not going to get enough love, so I'm just going to give it love early and go with the Naboo Starfighter.
All right. I have no problem with that. Actually, that was on the, I think that was number two on my list. And maybe as you guys are listening throughout the week, she'll start to figure out how old we are, because I actually do have some love for the Starfighter. So good choice. I will pick the, I don't know why, I just always like this thing. And since you mentioned legs, it's just been on top of my head since then. So I'm going to go with the AT-ST Chicken Walker.
Everybody loves that.
I just it's shown up in like almost every movie for some reason, and it's just a ridiculous vehicle, so I have to at least give it a chance.
It's an awesome vehicle. I have a Lego version and it's great. Also, we should probably set the disclaimer that we're not, I don't think we should argue, well, I guess we can argue who wins in a fight. We'll save it for later. I'm gonna go ahead and knock out the big gun and go with the Millennium Falcon.
All right,
Falcon. Depending on who's saying
it. Want to pretend is the correct way to say it. Han or Han Solo. However you decide to say his name. I'm going to go with It may not get listed, but I think it just would be a cool vehicle in real life. I'm going with Luke's Landspeeder from A New Hope.
Okay. I was thinking about if I wanted to include that or not, actually. So for now, we'll leave it and see where we're at.
Of course.
When we get down to 16.
Sure.
Let's go with another vehicle that can't make it to space. A speeder bike from Endor. Oh,
love it.
Yeah.
They're actually like making those now, like real ones. It's kind of crazy.
What?
but they're shaped like it.
Ah, I gotcha. I'll take three.
All right. Well, I'll go back to space then. I'll go with another classic, one that I almost bought a Lego of recently, the X-Wing.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with the X-Wing. Classic. Probably the most classic.
It's
besides the Millennium Falcon, obviously. Let's go with the evil counterpart of the X-Wing, the TIE Fighter.
All right, and we'll get into this because the Rebel Alliance, their ships after letters. The Imperials have one single, type of ship, and then they just kind of adjusted a bunch of times. So we'll debate whether to be allowed in or should we include them all. Here's another kind of fun one, but this is why I made vehicles from point A to point B, the Tauntaun.
I think I got to shut that one down.
I'm not already? You don't even want to think about it?
No. I'm not. No, let's keep this one out. It's funny, but
no. I think, first off,
I mean, it's a
there
pretty
are several
good,
people
it's
on
a
Hoth
pretty. Board. It's a pretty good blanket, but
it's a sleeping bag that moves. Keeps you company. All right. Well, we'll take off the Tauntaun. So that means
would you call it worse a vehicle?
But I guess you wouldn't. So I'm going to go with, I want to stick with the ground. So let's go with Anakin Skywalker's pod racer.
Okay. I was going to put that in there too. Let's go with another Anakin Skywalker ship, the Jedi Starfighter.
Actually, I think, we'll get into this, that the prequels have so many problems, but one thing they really did a good job on is, and it's all because of toys, but introducing new vehicles, I think was...
Except for one that might get mentioned later, so I'll save it, but I don't love it, but we'll continue on.
So we're talking, though, about Anakin's one, not the one from, A Clone Wars that Obi-Wan flies? It's more of a kind of streamlined ship.
So I think they're all basically the same ship for the most part.
Okay, that's
fine.
They
just have different colors, slightly different shapes, but ultimately they're the same ship, and then they have those cool little hoops where they can...
Yeah, the hyperdrive things,
Yeah. So I think they're all
I'm with you there. All right, I'm going to bring another TIE into this, but this is very specific, obviously. This is the TIE Advanced. There's TIE Fighter.
Yeah, I think that one's unique enough that we can... I don't want to get into, like, TIE Bombers and all that shit.
That's fine.
I just think it gets a little complicated with all the TIEs. They're so similar. Maybe we can. You can argue, but I'm good with adding Vader's. I also kind of want to, since Last Jedi is not out, we've only seen it in the trailers, but I don't actually know the name of it. TIE Reaper or something? The one that Kylo Ren seems to be piloting in the trailers for The Last Jedi? I think
I don't
want to
include
ship.
That just because I don't know anything about it, and I'm with you, and we may be able to look at like Lego versions of it to kind of get an idea of it, but I don't feel like we have anything other than it looks cool.
I mean, isn't that what most of them are going to be?
I mean, it might be, but I think I have, other vehicles that have legit reason to be on here.
All right.
Out.
I mean, I'm just saying, by the time this podcast is on, like, available to listen, we will have seen The Last Jedi, probably. But I'm okay with excluding it for now. Just listeners, please know I fought for it. So instead,
if we can't come up with a 16th, then we'll include it.
So instead, let's go with another fairly new one, which, say what you want about Rogue One, but I think the U-Wing was pretty awesome. And I
agree.
Like to include
I think
it.
The U-Wing is a very cool ship. Yep. I'm with you there. All right, so I want to kind of bring in maybe some weirder ones, but it's just unique, you know, getting away from some of the stuff that these other ones, and you can say doesn't deserve to be on here. Count Dooku's Solar Sailor, I thought it was just a very unique looking, cool ship for the universe. I
forgot about that vehicle. I'm okay with adding it.
Okay. And again, any of this we can replace later on.
Yeah, no, I'm okay with adding that. I do want to get more of the classics in because I think there are so many good classic ones. So I'm going to go with the Y-Wing bomber.
Okay.
I think it's a good ship.
It's classic. And I'll just, on top of that, I'll include probably, you know, one of the key vehicles that, you know, old Star Wars fans always think of. And that is Slave One, which I have no idea if it's called something else.
I believe it is. But that's what I know. I played the X-Wing miniatures game one time, and I think it is actually called something else. But everyone knows it as Slave One, so we'll leave it as Slave One.
All right, so we're at 15.
15? I have so many more I want to add. I know. But we talked about the Chicken Walker. I want to talk about its four-legged brother, the AT-AT, or the AT-AT, however you want to pronounce it.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be arguments about it. But thankfully,
I would like to add it, please.
Sure. I'm actually going to include its Snowspeeder for our 16th.
That's good. I wanted to add that for sure. So now that we're at the end, I think there are two that maybe don't fit so well. And I think, unfortunately, you possibly nominated both of them, and that is the Land Speeder and the Pod Racer. Both are very cool.
Really?
I do. They are both very cool, and I'm okay with leaving them in, but is there anything else we maybe left out that you would like to replace one of them with? And you can replace anything I just think that there are a lot of cool ones that we possibly left out.
Here, let's list a couple that were still on our list. I have the A-Wing.
Yes.
I personally, it's so weird. I knew it would never make the list, but I did want to mention the B-Wing. I always thought was such an underrated, cool looking ship that never got any play.
It was literally like briefly in the fight and the Return of the Jedi. And I think it was like too expensive to make or something. So they were like, no, we're not going to do this anymore. But it is very cool.
What was that? And then I saw like the toy and I was like, man, how did that get so little play out of the rest of it? But anyway, I did want to at least mention that. We have the Cloud Car from Cloud City. It's a weird looking one, but at least you got to mention it.
There's a level where you have to fly one of those stupid things on the new Battlefront, and fuck that thing. I don't want to fuck that.
Did you know it had guns? Because I just realized that.
Yes, because of the stupid mission on Battlefront 2.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I played it too. How about we haven't even mentioned one of the first ships you ever even see in the franchise, an Imperial Star Destroyer, like the biggest slice of pizza.
I would like to include those in the Imperial like transport ships. Those things are really fucking cool too.
Mm-hmm.
And then
the Imperial shuttle.
The Imperial shuttle. That's what I'm speaking of. And then we have the cool new ones that are, I think, are kind of similar. Director Krennic's ship and Kylo Ren's ship and the Force Kylo Awakens.
Ren's definitely simple or similar.
I'm okay with leaving those two out, but I think that we've probably named a few that I would prefer to include over the Land Speeder, which is basically a Mazda Miata.
Okay, I'm probably gonna fight for the Pod Racer, but what if we got rid of the Land Speeder, what would you like to include?
It's hard. I want Star Destroyers, I want A-Wings, and I want B-Wings, so one of those three.
I think we gotta include I think we have to include the Star Destroyer. I mean, it's weird because like we agreed before this that the Death Star is not a vehicle, it's basically a moon
station.
It's a space station, so we didn't include
certainly
that.
Certainly not a moon. Certainly not a moon.
The Star Destroyer, though, is definitely a vehicle and an imposing one, and it's very iconic that it's been pretty much through the entire series. So I'm fine replacing the Land Speeder for that.
There's just so many. This bracket could be 32 easily, because we're also leaving out the Rebel capital ships and that
the Republic gunship.
Yeah, the Corvette thing. You know what I'm talking about?
The Carillion Cruiser.
Yeah, that thing. There's a lot of very cool ships we're leaving out.
We're forgetting Darth Maul's. I think it's called like the Sith Infiltrator, which was cool, but not really shown on screen a lot.
Scimitar or something. It has like a name.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's weird and a lot of other weird ones like the Jawa Sandcrawler, which I'm not saying is a great vehicle, but there's just so many. I
thought that someone might name the, what is it, the ARC 170? Is that what they're called? The little.
What is that?
The clone commando ships that basically look like X-Wings with an extra wing in the middle.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I totally forgot about those. I think that I was immediately been like,
I was going to kick that one out too, because that was the ship I mentioned earlier where I thought that one sucked in the prequel trilogy because it was such a ripoff of the X-Wing.
So here's a quick thing. I want to keep the TIE fighter in, but just we talked about all the variations of it. What do you think is actually cooler, though? The TIE fighter or the TIE interceptor?
What do I think is cooler? The interceptor. But what do I think is more iconic? The TIE fighter. So
I agree. So I wanted to make sure the pointy version of the TIE fighter is better.
Yeah, well, pretty much all the other versions of TIE are better than the original TIE fighter, but I don't know. It gets tough where we decide, do we want iconic or do we think what's cooler? Because I mean, we're throwing in stuff like the Solar Sailor that I think is a cool ship, but I mean, there's certainly ships that are more iconic than that for sure. So
I wanted to include
Star Wars has some awesome fucking ships.
Yeah, I wanted to include kind of a mix of both the prequels and the new, so we weren't just trying to be like, oh, the prequels didn't have anything going for it, because I think design wise they did a really good job. So all right, so,
and I would love to add more stuff from the new generation of Star Wars, but they pretty much just reused everything. I do like
variations for toy reasons.
I really like the orange and black X-Wing, but it's an X-Wing, so why? There's no point in doing multiple versions of the X-Wing. So
I think we're gonna have to leave out the B-Wing, because although we're giving it its credit now, I think we both agree that it's a very cool ship and underutilized. I think in reality it's just not on the level of even the A-Wing, which is still sitting on the sidelines. So if
I kind of want to get one of those A for a B. We do have three letter ships in there, so I guess we can call it a day. I do think the U-Wing is cooler than the B-Wing and the A-Wing. So I will fight to
I'm with you on the U-Wing being. All right. So
I say let's call
it. So do you want to leave? So we want to keep the Y-Wing in?
Yeah, I want to keep the Y-Wing in. Do you want to argue for a different lettered ship?
No, I'm thinking our list might be good. And I know you want to get rid of the Pod Racer, but I have so much argument for it in.
No, I'm good with the Pod Racer was on my list. It seemed like an easy one to throw out, but there's just too many ships and something we love is going to get left out for sure. So let's leave it as it is at 16. And then we can talk about, well, here's the question. Pod Racer, are we going with Anakin's Pod Racer or all Pod Racers?
I think we'll go with Anakin's as like the, I don't know what you can call it, but the front runner, but all Pod Racers can be part of the argument. Just the fact that they exist is kind of a.
That's cool. Cause I really like the one that has like the circle cockpit that you clearly can't see through, that you got to kind of lean your head out the window, like Ace Ventura style. That was always my favorite at the Pod Racer arcade game.
And which one was the one that literally exploded right at the beginning? I like that one.
I mean, shit, Anakin.
All right, so real quick. The Naboo Starfighter, the AT-ST Chicken Walker, the Millennium Falcon, Imperial Star Destroyer, the Speeder Bike, the X-Wing, the TIE Fighter, Anakin Skywalker's Pod Racer, the Jedi Starfighter, the TIE Advanced, the U-Wing, the Solar Sailor, the Y-Wing, Slave One, the AT-AT Walkers, and finally our Snowspeeder. And that's going to be our list. So we're going to go take a quick break and get this week's guest ready. I think we'll be seating this week's bracket by the vehicle's gross weight.
Sure.
And I'm pretty sure Wikipedia has that. So that's the best I got.
I mean, it's either that or completely random. So why not? Let's come up with it.
Yeah, we're going to have fun with it. You can see our bracket for seated
net worth.
Yeah, including a monarch.
Yeah.
You can see our bracket fully seated on Twitter at Bracket Buddies. When we return, our first of, I'm sure, many Star Wars debates will begin. So we'll be back right after this. And welcome back. We are now joined by our guest who will help us decide what is the best way to get around the galaxy. This week's guest is a definite Star Wars junkie who always had a soft spot for Jar Jar. Our buddy Ross, how's it going, Ross?
I'm not talking to you until you take that back.
I remember your Jar Jar poster in our dorm room.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ross, since I clearly shut you down with that, how about I ask something maybe fans might want to know? Why are you excited about this week's topic?
Because it talks about my favorite space opera.
Okay.
What's your second favorite space opera?
There isn't one, because there's the only one. Similar to only having like one ring. Same thing.
I gotcha. So, Ross, what's your favorite Star Wars film and why is it The Last Jedi?
So this was fun, guys. probably going to head out now. I appreciate all the time Seriously, and effort though, we put
is,
into this.
What is your favorite Star Wars film, though?
1A is Episode 5, Empire Strikes Back. And 1C is Return of the Jedi.
So what's 1D?
No, there's a 2. It just what? Like 1A, 1C, and then 2.
Okay.
No 1. Okay. All right.
No 1B. There's that barrier that nothing holds. Nothing holds in there.
It sounds like the original trilogy is where your heart is.
Yes, 100%.
All right. Any particular reason you don't have to go into it too deep, but I mean, just you like the classics more than even the new stuff?
For the most part, yes. I'd put Episode 7 up there after 4, 5, and 6.
Okay. So we sent you the bracket before we started. Are there any vehicles that you're surprised didn't make the final bracket? Because, I mean, there's hundreds in Star Wars, right, but we had to find a way to limit it to 16.
Right. I have some concerns, but I can't think of anything to replace those concerns at the moment.
Okay, so you're not like me and you're pissed that Tauntauns couldn't find a way to make it on the list?
It's a different kind of vehicle.
Technically.
All of these are pretty mechanical.
You're mechanical. I shot down the Tauntaun. It's my fault.
I thought a vehicle was anything that got you from point A to point B, so I thought it was at least worth consideration.
What about the chair that the Ewoks carry C-3PO in? Is that a vehicle? Should have been.
Okay.
That's my one I want in there.
Yes. I'm a little bummed that when we recorded the first part, The Last Jedi had not come out, and now we have all seen The Last Jedi, and I think there were some pretty cool ships in The Last Jedi that can't be used. So I'm a little bummed about that, but other than that, for the audience, we waited like 2.5 weeks to record the second
Actually,
part of this podcast.
I do have one discrepancy in terms of a vehicle. Okay. I thought Kylo's ship was pretty solid.
And I think we talked about it, but it was.
We said it was kind of.
It was basically just the like a larger version of the Imperial transport ship or whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
It is cool though.
It is cool. Yeah, for sure. His TIE fighter in the new movie was cooler though.
I agree.
Yes. Yeah,
but. Anywho, we have our ships, and that's what we have to work with. So let's. Are there
pass judgment as fairly as possible?
Last question, Ross. Okay. What is the next ship that you like? What letter ship should be next, and what would it look like?
I obviously kind of want to go with a C-wing.
Okay.
And. I don't know. Just a really wide U-wing, I guess.
All right.
I want the
Cabin C. I want like the Cleveland Indian or something.
Serif or Sans Serif?
Serif. Yes.
That'll work. The Serifs will be the Jets.
Oh, no. Hey, it flies the other way, buddy.
Oh, okay. My bad.
you have two cockpits.
Oh, perfect. Oh,
like the Cloud City cars, which also did not make the list. Because they're ridiculous.
Suck at making this list. They're used to mine gas, man. Come on. What do you want from them?
And this is why we had you on there, because I had no idea. I just thought they were too,
I didn't have a fucking clue. I thought they were just the cars of of Cloud City.
They were like two eggs just combined together. But anyway,
that's like the national car of Clown City.
I like Clown City.
Are you the expert? But we got to get started. So we're going to go ahead and move on to our actual bracket and our first matchup, which is going to be. I don't think we explained how we did this. We try to make this as arbitrary as possible as far as seeding goes. So I went and did some major calculus and figured out the gross weight of each of these, I think. And that's how we came up with their seeding. So you'll clearly understand how that goes with our first matchup, which is
Jesus.
Our number one seed, the Imperial Star Destroyer, the first thing we see on the big screen in A New Hope versus the speeder bike. So Ross, you're our guest. I think it's only fair we let you start things out. Two, what would you say is best?
It's pretty easy. Pretty easy. I'm going to go with the Star Destroyer because if it sat on the bike, it'd break it.
If it sat on it?
Yeah.
There are no rules, Ashton. Count it.
I'm fine with that.
This is what you want from me, right?
It's easy for me, too, with the other way around. I picked the speeder bike because if I could pick one vehicle to have, I have always wanted a speeder bike.
Jew.
I'm not going to lie. That's exactly my reasoning. Is I was like, if I could have one of these vehicles realistically, it probably would be a speeder bike. And the Imperial Star Destroyer is a giant slice of pizza. So which one do I think is more practical? It's going to be the speeder bike. So,
okay. I'll say piece of what if you're hungry?
And you know what's funny? They actually are making real speeder bikes on the water. You know, these little hover
jet I've seen
things
that
they create in the water. They've modeled them to look like the speeder bike. And now I'm like, all right, got to get over my fear of, you know, dirty lakes and go out there and
you
get on
one. You live next to an ocean.
Yeah, you should probably do it in the ocean.
Okay, well, fine. I'll go do it in the ocean if it's available. I just thought lakes would be a little more calm.
I mean, probably, but...
All right, so
you don't have to use a lake. You have a lazy river. You can put it in there.
It's not going to fit in there. So it sounds like Jake and I are going to push the speeder bike through. Ross, do you have any defense for why the Star Destroyer? I mean, you can change our minds. It's not like anything here is definitive yet.
I mean, everyone's entitled to their own opinions, and y'all didn't refute mine, so I'll let you have yours.
Okay.
All right. That's fine with me. I think the truth is about the Star Destroyers, like there's so many of them, and we didn't even bring up like the new versions of them in the new movies, but they are, visually impressive. I think the truth though is some of these other ones, it's just not as cool, I think, as some of the vehicles we'll get to. So
It's probably because the speed bike's a little more personalized because it's actually yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Imperial Star Destroyer is basically
you have to have a city to run it.
Station as much as it. Imperial Star Destroyer is almost a Death Star, not quite, but almost.
Yeah, and we didn't include the Death Star.
Death Stars we decided did not count as ships.
Yeah, because it was a space station basically.
Yes. Not moons,
and definitely not a moon.
Yeah, glad we all three caught onto that.
It's like we've all seen Star Wars like a million times each.
Just five.
All right, our second matchup is going to be fan favorite, the X-Wing versus the TIE Advanced. So what we did is we decided there were so many TIE fighters. We had, you know, we kind of wanted to make the normal TIE fighter that its own thing. But the fact that Darth Vader had his own, I think, was impressive enough and meaningful enough that we wanted to make it its own nominee, I guess. So we have the X-Wing versus the TIE Advanced. Jake, you want to go first this time?
It's going to be X-Wing for me because it's awesome. It's probably the most famous ship from Star Wars. And the TIE Advance is just a TIE fighter with kind of curved wings. And it is honestly maybe one of the lamer of the TIE family. the Thai family.
Really?
But X-Wings, yeah, because the Thai like bomber is cool because it's got like two cockpits.
Man.
I hated the Thai bomber.
The Thai, get out of here, man. The Thai thing, silencer, is that what Kylo Ren flies? That thing's sweet.
I like the Thai was from the 4, 5, and 6. Kylo's got something.
Is that
different.
The
Thai Reaper? I don't
which
know.
Which
one? Yeah.
The one Thai from Reaper, the one from Rogue One was sweet. The one that like flies on the planet.
It's got the 3 points.
Yeah, they're all cooler than the Thai Advance.
Oh yeah.
The Thai Advance only has curved wings and it's a little bit bigger. And the X-Wing is awesome.
But unlike the TIE fighter, I'm pretty sure it has hyperdrive and survive a blast from the Millennium Falcon. And
okay, fine. It's still not cooler than an X-Wing.
All right,
and
what do you
now
think,
we
Ross?
Have variations like the sweet black and orange one that Poe Dameron flies. All the world's best pilots fly TIE or X-Wings. Not TIE
yeah, that's true.
We have
Jake's
our wedges.
Jake's really selling it here.
Our Poes, our Lukes.
But wasn't Anakin one of the best fighters in the galaxy? And he pretty much customized a TIE fighter to maximize his flying ability?
Doesn't count. He was mostly robot by then. He was more robot than me.
Oh my God.
Ashton, good luck voicing your opinion after following Jake.
Yeah.
What are you saying? I don't know. Am I breaking a tie or are you going to take the X-Wing as well?
Oh, it's absolutely the X-Wing.
Ah.
Okay, good. I'm with you.
I mean, Ashton's going to be an X-Wing anyway, but we have to make him feel bad anyway.
No, I'm with you. I 100% think the X-Wing wins.
Yeah,
I just
I'm trying
my best to make some talking points because I don't want to just leave something we nominated in the dust. But yeah, the X-Wing is, it's up there with one of the other iconic ships that we're going to be talking about soon, but the X-Wing is definitely moving through.
Yay!
Yeah, I still have our next 2,000 piece Lego set from when I was a kid. It's still up in the room at my mom's house.
And I'm still jealous of it.
I have the Poe Dameron orange and black one.
No, I'm talking about like several thousand pieces. This thing's enormous.
It's
several thousand pieces.
Yes. Very complex.
So speaking of Rogue One, our next matchup is going to have, I believe, the only Rogue One vehicle that we listed. We've got the U-Wing versus our first vehicle from the prequels, the Jedi Starfighter. So
you're first. Your turn.
I'll go first. Yeah. So just to remind everybody, the U-Wing is like kind of the transport that got everybody around. And the Jedi Starfighter, there's a lot of variations of them. They're pretty much just different colors. But especially if you ever watch like the Clone Wars TV show, these are the vehicles that the Jedi themselves are flying, kind of leading squadrons. And I don't know which one I like more. I really like the uniqueness of the Jedi Starfighter, the fact that they don't have hyperdrive, so they have to have those like weird rings. I think that's just kind of a cool thing. But I think they really, I don't know, whoever the designers for Rogue One were, they did a really good job on a lot of their ships, but the U-Wing definitely stood out. And I'm pretty sure according to I think it was the Lego, the wings like fold out, which I don't remember that happening in the movie.
It does.
It does? Okay, so that's a...
Yeah,
I
so
love
basically like when it's like flying changing. And like when it takes off into space, the wings come out. But when it's like in the atmosphere, it's in U formation.
So I love that about any ship. Like the X-Wing was the first kind of to introduce that. The Jedi Starfighter does it too. It has the little flaps that open up. And I just like, I don't know, it's something about it. It's very sleek. Both Obi-Wan and Anakin's are very cool. So I don't know which one I like more. I kind of want to hear, maybe I need you guys to help me decide. I hate to do that, but this is not one that's clear cut for me.
All right, Ross, you're up.
I'm going to have to go with the Jedi Starfighter. I like the hyperdrive attachment, the ring. I also had Obi-Wan Starfighter when I was a kid, so I really enjoyed that as a toy in my formative years. The U-Wing didn't do it for me. It's just a boring transport ship. That Rogue One wasn't one of my favorites. So.
Boo.
Boo. We know that.
All right.
It had its good. It had its good moments, but
here's why why you're wrong.
Okay.
The Jedi Starfighter, except for the cool hyperdrive ring, is just a triangle, basically.
No, that's one of them is.
Pretty sure it has four sides.
I mean, they're just pretty much triangles. And they're kind of lame and not that original. The U-Wing is sweet. I think you're talking about Obi-Wan's. They added something new to Star Wars with the ship where it's like a gunship, you know? So it's like an Apache helicopter or whatever they call them. It's like you have the guy hanging out the side with a machine gun, like Vietnam style, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
And
it's really big.
So like not only did they create a new looking ship, but they created a new looking ship with a new purpose that we haven't seen in Star Wars yet, and I think that's cool.
And ever since, for some reason, it like got retired. And I know I don't want to bring up a lot of problems with the fact that this was a prequel to the originals and we never see it again, but I mean, it is a cool looking ship, and it's huge compared to the X-Wings and everything else. Like when I was doing the whole seating, I was like, wow, this thing's way bigger than I thought it was.
I mean, it's possible that it's just not practical for the battles we saw in other movies because it is a gunship and that's its main purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a transport thing, it's not really practical for a space battle. You know, it was at its best when it made it into the atmosphere and was like trying to take down
when it was closer to the surface of the Earth. Stuff.
So, you know, I think you can explain that pretty easily. And it's possible that they just didn't have that many of them. You know, I don't know.
Maybe
they all got wiped out.
Yeah.
Maybe they all got wiped out by the Empire.
Yeah, totally. I mean, a lot of ships definitely died out or got repurposed as Empire ships or Rebel ships eventually. I think I'm going to go with Ross on this one.
Boo.
I don't know why, but when I look at the ship, I'm looking at pictures of it again to remind me, like, because I think it is a very cool looking ship, but I think it looks too much like. It reminds me of the ship from Mass Effect, so it's not as original as maybe I thought it was. And I think the Jedi Starfighter, just the variations of it, which, you know, that's a little bit of a cop-out, but the TIE Fighter is going to also have this.
Today, what we've learned is that triangles are more original than whatever the U-Wing is.
Do you not remember the first one we did, which was a piece of pizza? We said that one doesn't win.
I don't know. I really like the Jedi Starfighter from Obi-Wan's storyline and Attack of the Clones. I know I've talked to you all about that before, but I just enjoy that segment where he goes and figures out the origin of the clone.
Ashton can just go make out and watch Attack of the Clones together because you're apparently the only two people that like that movie.
I don't. Well, I like the whole movie. I'm saying I like that part of the storyline.
The scene with, I mean, Slave One versus the Jedi Starfighter is really, really good. I don't know if there's a lot. I gotta watch Rogue One again. That's, I guess I just
Slave
maybe
One.
See it. What?
It's Slave a different One. Slave.
Yeah, because it's Jango. No,
it's Slave
not
One. It's just
I just thought.
No, he just
Boba
repainted
Fett
it.
Just kept it and painted it. I could be wrong.
He
I don't
painted
know.
It.
They don't have body shops in space, man. Come on.
No, he just got his little jetpack on and ran around with the spray paint. That's why it looks so shitty when he repaints it. Where it was crisp and clean.
Or he's just battle Mango. Tested.
Okay, fine. My point, though, is the battle between them two was very... I mean, it showed off what the Jedi Starfighter... And, I mean, we talked to... I mean, if you look at Episode 3, the opening with Anakin's Jedi Starfighter, which I actually like more than Obi-Wan's, I thought...
Oh my god, can we move on from the Jedi Starfighter? I already know I lost, and these all suck. They're all just triangles, and they're different colors, and no one cares.
So speaking of Slave One, in any of its iterations, our next matchup is going to be Slave One versus the AT-ST, also known as the Chicken Walker, which I like, because were there any chickens in Star Wars?
Yes. Okay, so, I'm going first, and I'm calling for the upset. I'm going with the Chicken Walker.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you just trying to be...
No, I love that fucking difficult. Thing. I don't know why I love that thing. It's awesome.
All right,
it's
go ahead.
It's a hilarious ship that really doesn't make any sense why it exists, but it's awesome. It's just like this little robot thing with two legs that walks around and shoots things, and it's really it's very easily taken out by Ewoks. So it kind of sucks, but
But those for logs some reason, are really heavy, man.
For some reason, I really fucking love that ship. So okay. I'm voting for it because I know I'm gonna lose and it needs its attention.
All right. I'll go next. I'm sorry. Out of the impractical Imperial ships, this is by far at the top. And I think we'll talk about another one of theirs coming up, but just everything about it, it's kind of fast, but it's not really that fast. And again, we just saw The Last Jedi, and whatever version of this existed in that movie, which was like on an NBA court, you know, just juking explosions and stuff. I don't think that was what we're talking about. This thing is like slow. It's clumsy. It doesn't have the power that its big brother has. It is a cool looking thing, but its practicality just and is one of the fastest ships out there. The fact that it kind of can transform, I'm all about transformations, transform which style of flying it's having. I believe
that's the only thing it does. And it's impractical too, because you have to like climb through it and manage to get in a seat that's like laying on its side to be able to take off on that thing. That's stupid. That is not good if you have a fast, like,
you know, getaway. The chair rotates, right?
No, did you?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I have spent a lot of time talking about Attack of the Clones, and he clearly climbs into that seat that is just sitting there and has to like climb into it and lay back into it. It's stupid and it's impractical, and it, I don't know. I got no. I'm clearly losing this one. I just want to talk shit about Slave One. And
I love both versions of Slave One because I do believe it's the same ship. So I like the way it looked in both movies. So I'm gonna have to say it's a better vehicle than the Chicken Walker. Ross, tiebreaker time.
Jake, I hope you're ready to sleep in the bed you made.
Okay. Are you picking the Chicken Walker?
Absolutely not.
Ah, fuck.
Oh.
You're going down the road alone, buddy.
I'm so upset.
No, Slave One completely wins.
Shit.
It's the ship driven by my favorite character.
Ugh.
Jango
Fett. You're one of those. You probably like Captain Phasma, too.
No, I don't.
Because they're about
why? Because Captain equally Phasma was useful. Useless and overhyped and totally forgettable. Is that why you don't like Captain Phasma?
Yeah, it just looks like she's walking around covered in aluminum foil.
She's chrome dome. What are you talking about?
All right, so the Chicken Walker goes down in a heap of logs.
Ew.
And the Slave One moves on. This bracket all right.
sucks. None of my faves make it.
But if you notice, their knees.
Welcome to my life, Jake. All right, so next is this. I think is kind of fun, and I'm excited to see what you guys think. We have our two seed, the Millennium Falcon, or Falcon, or Falcon, or however you want to call it. Owner of it doesn't even know what the fuck it's called. Versus our 15 seed, the Pod Racer, and I think we agreed that we wanted to go with Anakin's Pod Racer. But honestly, we can talk all Pod Racers if we want.
No love for Sebulba.
That's what I mean. There's a lot of them, and we are kind of lumping some of these together, but Anakin's is kind of the iconic. If you ever played the game at Chuck E. Cheese or whatever it was, it was just in the shape of
Anakin. How many Pod Racer drivers do you know? Can we, before we even talk about this, can we see how many Pod Racer drivers Ross knows?
He could just be making up names, and we'd be like, oh, okay.
Nope. No. I can't. I think those are the only two that I really know.
Okay, fine.
Because Ben Quadanero is the fat, bulbous guy. And
is he the one that drives the one that has a circle that you can't really see through?
No, that's the little roach-looking guy.
That's my favorite Padre. Until you said roach guy, and now I don't like it anymore.
No, thank you.
And then Sebulba's is the X or the Y, the two Y's on their sides. I can't remember what Ben Quadanero's is. It might have been a quad engine to match his name.
Totally. What ship do you pick, Ross? Pick.
Wait, say that one more time.
Do you pick between the Millennium Falcon or the Pod Racer? This is very easy. There's no point in even really discussing this one.
100%. I still have my toy from 1997. And it works. The batteries still work. It's incredible.
That's insane.
They're not corroded?
They don't make them like they used to.
Oh my god.
Apparently. Are they nuclear?
Maybe there's just everything in my room glows at night.
Yeah, the Millennium Falcon's the winner here, but I do want to just mention not only how cool.
I haven't voted yet, so hold on. But well, continue okay. What you're saying.
But we already
well, I've the... I think we both voted Millennium Falcon, so I just want to say the pod racing was one of the highlights of the prequel of episode one. So, I mean, again, the video game was awesome. The actual arcade game was fun as hell because you're like literally sitting in the same, you know, pod or whatever. With the controls, if you went to the, you know, I don't know what the equivalent of Dave and Buster's back in the day was. I guess it had
Dave and Buster's.
What? That existed back then? God, I was poor.
Yeah, that's existed for
that. And there really was like every movie theater that you'd go to.
Oh yeah, you're right. You're right. And it's one of those things. If it existed actually today, it probably would be the NASCAR of today. So okay. I'd actually watch it.
So I'm definitely picking the Millennium Falcon. But I need to talk about pod racers and why they're stupid for a minute. And I didn't think this until... So either pod racers are stupid or everyone else in the galaxy is stupid. And I thought about this sometime in between our nominations and now. If Anakin is the only human that can pilot a pod racer, then why do the Rebels or the Empire like not only recruit whatever alien races are good at piloting pod racers to fly their other ships? It makes no sense. I guarantee you Wedge Antilles could rock shit in a pod racer. And really all it is that Tatooine sucks ass at creating humans. And I think that's all it is. Anakin wasn't that special of a pilot. That's all I have to say about pod racers.
Pilots of pod racers or pilots?
Just
or
in general. Pilot of
like any ship.
His big claim to fame was, oh, I'm good at flying or driving these pod racers. I must be an amazing pilot. And then, oh, I can turn like autopilot on a Naboo starfighter and accidentally fly and shoot things. And that's his like claim to fame when he's 10. So maybe he gets better.
I mean, it would be like a 10-year-old getting in
but NASCAR I'm just saying pod racers can't
somehow
be that.
Winning the Daytona 500.
They can't be that hard to difficult to pilot, and I think that was all a bunch of bullshit.
But he had such a high midichlorian count, man.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm just saying that if Anakin is the only human that can fly a pod race, I feel confident that Wedge Antilles is a better pilot than Anakin Skywalker. I will send that to Michael. And Poe Dameron. Look at the shit he does. It's insane.
He probably had Anakin Skywalker posters on his wall, though, so he had... He needed the inspiration.
He had Wedge Antilles posters on his two Death Stars,
right next
man.
To each other.
Two Death Stars.
So where do you rank Poe in this?
As far as pilots?
Yeah.
Number three behind Wedge.
I give it to Wedge.
And Luke. It's Wedge, Luke, Poe. That's where I'm going.
I might have to go Wedge, Poe, Luke, but
Kylo
that might be a bracket for another day.
He was surprisingly good, but I haven't seen enough of him to really push it forward. Anyway, we can move on from pod racers. I just think that
Millennium Falcon moves on. Pod racer, I think, is
Poe would win.
Name this entire episode. This is bullshit. So our next one is going to be the Solar Sailor, which is Count Dooku's method of transport, versus the Naboo Starfighter, which we just talked about, and their awesome autopilot. I think I'll go first. I was one of the proponents of the Solar Sailor because visually it's much more beautiful than a lot of the other vehicles we've been talking about, like the Millennium Falcon. Everything we talk about, it's kind of an ugly ship. The X-Wing, they're all gray. Everything's gray and black. The Solar Sailor, when it first kind of appears in Attack of the Clones, my favorite movie ever, apparently, it's a really cool idea. Like, it makes no fucking sense in space having a sail on a spaceship, but just the whole idea of it is very cool looking. I think if I'm talking about these two ships, I think I like it more than the visual of the Naboo Starfighter, because I always thought the Naboo Starfighter was very kiddie. And I'm like, isn't this thing supposed to be... It was like a Blue Angel in what's supposed to be like a military faction. It didn't really make sense aesthetically to me. So I'm actually, now that I'm talking about it out loud, I'm going to push ahead the Solar Sailor.
The fuck?
Huh?
The Solar Sailor is in the movie for like 2 seconds. It's the most pointless ship ever. Like, how can it go into hyperspace if it has those stupid ass sails? They would just like,
because they're retractable. Doesn't make any sense.
Also, it's just like a Geonosian starfighter that connects to these little sails thing. But Solar Sailor is stupid. That was a terrible pick. I shouldn't have allowed that one in here, honestly. The Naboo fighter is way cooler, and it's going through. Ross, if you pick the Solar Sailor, I'm defriending you on Facebook.
Why don't you just go ahead and defriend me on all social media?
I also don't have Facebook.
He will friend request you, accept a friend request, and then defriend you.
Should have just threatened to send me a bunch of Farmville invites.
Oh, no, yeah. I'm gonna poke you into oblivion.
Okay. I'm vetoing both of these picks and inserting a write-in candidate for Darth Maul's speeder.
No, that really means
not his ship.
Super lame. That's even lamer than the Solar Sailor. It's
his
like
speeder's like a box.
It's like a yeah. So it's small. Like half
I'm
a motorcycle.
I had the toy when I was a kid.
Okay, you
what was it?
We said
pieces?
There are no rules. There are some rules. You can't write in, especially when right now you have to break a tie. So you have one rule, and you have to pick one of these two ships that will lose to the Millennium Falcon in the next round.
I'm going with the Naboo Starfighter.
All right,
you Ashton.
That's fine with me. As always, I just try to give the underdog his due.
Oh, except for the Chicken Walker.
I'm not saying I always pick the underdog. I just want to at least give them a chance and talk about some positives.
Yeah, whatever.
I just thought, and you, yes, it was in the movies, not a lot. I did watch the Clone Wars TV show, and it did show up again, and it kind of reminded me how unique I thought it was in the grungy, dirty, gray Star Wars universe.
Clone Wars appearance does not count in this podcast. We eliminated Clone Wars.
So there are rules.
There are no rules for my justification, so fuck you.
Fine.
Say. All right, next.
Fine.
Naboo Starfighter moves on because it can spin, and spins are a good trick.
It has the best autopilot of all the ships.
Apparently. Sure, the Solar Sail is the thing that's actually used today, too. I'm not kidding.
Oh, in like real life?
Yeah.
See, it's not even cool in Star Wars-y because it can actually exist. It's even lamer now.
All right.
Probably doesn't even make noise in space either.
Jake, if we both live to 70 years old, I'm going to buy you a Chicken Walker.
Thank you.
And you'll never be able to get into it because you'll be 70 years old.
If BB-8 can pilot a Chicken Walker, I can pilot a Chicken Walker.
No.
So our next matchup is going to be the AT-AT Walkers versus the Snowspeeder. So these technically went up against each other. I like this. This was completely...
Yeah, you sure this was random? This one wasn't cherry-picked?
No, I swear to God. We tried to come up with some random ones, and I said, you know, again, screw it. Let's just go by weight. And Snowspeeder is a very light vehicle compared to... I mean, the AT-ATs are 3-seed.
Yeah.
So who went last time?
I did.
All right. Well, you're up first.
Ooh. As much as I enjoy the AT-ATs.
Oh, you motherfucker.
I really enjoy the Snowspeeders. They're like the Pelicans of the Star Wars universe. They glide so effortlessly. And, I mean, AT-AT walkers are cool, and Slow and Steady wins the race, and they can, I don't know, they're magnificent creatures, but...
They do look like an elephant.
Yeah, a little bit.
Or a camel.
Or a gorilla in the new one.
Yeah, in the new one,
I don't like
that. And they're gigantic.
Yeah, Snowspeeder gets it. And it's got a tow cable.
I'm going next because I need to let you know that if a walker does not make it to the second round, I'm quitting this podcast immediately. And we are not finishing.
Wow. All right.
There are no rules, and that is the way I'm pushing this through. The AT-AT walker is awesome. We have to send at least one of the walker machines to the second round.
Yeah, but it gets taken out with a tow cable.
Yeah, but one of them makes it, doesn't it? The Empire wins at Hoth.
Absolutely.
They all evacuate.
Yeah, so, yeah. The Empire was going to win.
Yeah, right. They blew up the shield generator. That was their job.
And there were only like three of those things.
but they didn't destroy the Rebel Alliance.
Doesn't matter. They wrecked shit.
All right, so you're going with the walkers. All right, yes. So that means my favorite thing to do, breaking ties. I thought when you rewatch Empire, the scene when the snowspeeders come over the mountain or little hill or ridge or whatever, it's a really good, like, graphically, really impressed with it. But that's kind of it for me when it comes to them. They get kind of picked off by laser blasts. The tow cable is their one thing they got, and just to bring in the new movies, apparently the new walkers have like multiple joints to make it so that can't happen again. So essentially the snowspeeder is extinct because of that. I think I'm actually with you, Jake. I thought I actually had a toy of this as well growing up. I thought it was a very cool, and it walked on its own. I thought that was badass. And you press a button, it says, "You may fire when ready." And I thought that was cool.
General Veers, fun fact, did you know that General Veers is Grandmeister Pycelle from Game of Thrones?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Bonus points to the AT-AT Walker. So I guess I'm actually going to agree with Jake on this for a couple reasons. First and foremost, I need him for the rest of this podcast. Second off, I do agree. I think the snowspeeder is really cool, but some of the other speeders in Star Wars I like better. I kind of put the speeder bike in this category. I almost even like the land speeder from episode one more because I think I really want it in real life. But I don't want a vehicle that just has a tow cable. That's not really cool to me.
And also, they're not very durable because Luke's, like, gunner in the back gets killed.
Dak?
And then Luke crashes
his. Dak goes down.
Like a bitch. And Luke doesn't. He's the best. And he still crashes his snowspeeder. Of course, Wedge survives because Wedge is actually the best. But yeah.
Wedge takes. He's in that battle, too. I mean, he is the star of Star Wars.
Yeah, he's the most underrated character in Star Wars by far. And well, I'm a little upset.
Yeah, and Boba Fett is the most overrated.
No. I just want like a scene saying Wedge trained Poe Dameron to be a pilot. That would be awesome for me.
Yeah. Apparently the actor who played Wedge hates Star Wars, so we will not be seeing him in the new one, which is sad.
That's
because we all agree he's the shit.
That's really upsetting to me.
Yeah. A lot of love for Wedge here.
Our next matchup is going to be the Y-Wing versus the TIE Fighter. I'll go first. I hate the Y-Wing. I don't like bombers, so I don't like the TIE Bomber. I think the Y-Wing is a goofy ship. It's slow. It always gets taken out. The TIE Fighter is one of the first kind of ships you see in Star Wars, and it's lasted now how many movies? Five, technically. Six, if you include Rogue One. So I'm absolutely pushing the TIE Fighter because you also get all the variations of it, which I think there are a lot better of them. TIE Advanced, TIE Interceptor, all those. TIE Fighter wins.
Ashton, I'm going to agree with you. I think if it had been the B-Wing, probably would have gone with the B-Wing, but I'm a big fan of the TIE Fighter and all of its iterations and all that. It's, I don't know, and that noise, like, you know that noise no matter what, if you hear a second of it or, I don't know, watch the entire scene. It's a noise that sticks with you. I appreciate that.
And what is that noise?
Just kind of no
example.
Nope, not even close. Not even a little. Close.
Can we just do that for the rest of the podcast? Try to perfect our TIE Fighter noises. I mean, it's probably the TIE Fighter, but I'm a little bummed that you don't like the Y-Wing. I think it's very cool. I just got a Lego version for Christmas, and I'm very excited. But yeah, the TIE Fighters. The only ship that can give the X-Wing a run for the money for icon. Well, for ships that don't have names that can give the X-Wing a run for its money is the TIE Fighter. So.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know if did you guys ever play the original like TIE Fighter X-Wing games where it's basically like a flight simulator, but you're actually in these. And I'm not 100% sure about this. I'm Rogue pretty Squadron. Sure they started with the TIE Fighter. I think this was even before that.
No.
Is this a computer game or an arcade game?
I think it was a computer game. And I remember it because I remember being in a TIE Fighter and I was like, oh, this is cool. I'm the bad guy. And everything about it was it was cool. I do think it's weird. This is completely off base, but why do the Rebels shoot red and right. the Empire shoots green? But
I
the
can't lights tell you how many nights that's kept me up.
I don't know. Green looks more evil in space, but red looks more evil not in space.
It's so weird. Like, I wonder if somebody fucked that up on the first day. It was like, oh my God, we have to keep this. We've already shot so much more.
So,
and now it's been 40 years.
I have a fun fact about how they recorded the noise for the lightsabers. This is also very off base.
Did they use my text ringtone?
No, they did not.
Did they know what a text and or a ringtone was back then?
I knew what a callback was, maybe. A callback tone. Ringback. There we go.
All right, I'm all about Star Wars trivia, so go ahead, Ross.
So they sent these guys out, obviously, just around a town or whatnot, and this one guy walked up to, there was a telephone or a power line pole, and on certain power line poles, they have those grounding cables that run from the top of the pole all the way to the ground, and they're normally covered in that yellow hard plastic stuff. So
you don't grab them?
They removed the yellow plastic, and this one guy brought like a microphone over, and another guy hit the cable with some sort of metal, and it made that very distinct noise.
That's awesome. I love that kind of random, like, where did you find that stuff? Right. Like, isn't Chewbacca like a mix of
like five
like
creatures.
Lion and bear? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that stuff's really cool. Honestly, awesome fact, and I will remember that.
Yeah.
We are going to take a quick break because we just finished our first round and we're going to speed through our Elite Eight, I guess. So we'll be back right after this. And we're back. And we will go ahead and move along to our first matchup of the second round, which is going to be the speeder bike versus the X-Wing. So let's see who wants. I'll go first. I think the speeder bike is really cool. Everything about it, the filming that they used to make it just seem like it was going 5 million miles an hour. I think it's extremely dangerous. It can explode in a second. it's basically a space motorbike that somehow makes normal motorbikes seem, you know, tame. That said, the X-Wing is just such a cool vehicle, and I think it's incredible that the new films have found a way to make them even more impressive and dangerous. So I will have the X-Wing moving on.
X-Wing, that's it. I don't have anything else. You pretty much said it all.
Yeah.
The X-Wing. Oh, sorry.
I just think the X-Wing is, anything I can say about the X-Wing, I'd rather save for later. I like the speeder bike a lot. But it's pretty easy for me to put X-Wing over speeder bike.
Well, one thing I'll say about the speeder bike, and one day we'll do like top lightsabers or top lightsaber battles or something, but the fact that when Luke whips out the green saber and deflects for the first time ever laser blasts from the speeder bike and then chops off the front of it is one of the coolest scenes in Return of the Jedi to me. I think.
Wait, is that the first time a laser blast is blocked?
I'm pretty sure.
Is it?
Like, I'm thinking back, because it's definitely not an Empire, and it's definitely
not. Did he
not
do it at Jabba's palace?
No, he might be right.
He
did it on the barge.
He cuts off Boba Fett's blaster, but maybe you're right. I can't remember, but it just seemed like the first time that I saw the deflection and then immediately going to cut it off, which shows the great weakness of the speeder bike, that if it doesn't have a nose, it just spins out of control and you die a horrible death.
Well, it's the same thing with any plane with wings. There's the stabilizing things. The wings.
Fine, Ross.
So,
why do you bring
moving on?
Listen,
moving on,
I'm
to
just
other
trying to
things
educate
with wings.
Y'all.
We have our second round matchup, which our second Elite Eight matchup. The second round, you know what I mean. The Jedi Starfighter versus Slave One. Ross, you like the Jedi Starfighter. Why don't you begin?
I can't find a single reason why the Jedi Starfighter should move forward over Slave One.
None.
I'll forever like.
Probably because it shouldn't have even been in round two. So.
Do you think that the U-wing would have lost
anyway?
Whatever. I don't care.
It's the same.
Fuck both these ships. I picked against them.
Do a mock backup bracket for you, Jake. We won't publish it, but it's fine.
It'll be made strictly of walkers. That way, Walker will win.
Good.
Walkers with different acronyms.
Kind of like UCF claiming a national championship.
Oh my god.
Topical. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
This will be great when people re-listen to this.
Other than the fact 5 weeks and no one's going to know what the fuck you're talking about.
Well, the people that I work with went there, they know. But that's a very small target market.
Jake, what is your favorite out of these two juggernauts?
Neither.
All right. Well,
since Slave One's going on anyway, I'm not voting. I'm abstaining.
Oh wow. Okay. All right. Well,
I'm just kidding. It's even Slave though One. The Jedi fighter sucks dick. It's a triangle, and no one cares.
You keep talking about just one of them. I like the yellow. They're one all more. Triangles. It's not a triangle at all.
They're just maybe slightly stubbier triangles or something.
I'm going with the slightly stubbier triangle. No, honestly, Slave One is just too cool. And even though, weird enough, out of these two, the one that came out on top technically was the Jedi Starfighter. Best it.
Did I nominate the Jedi Starfighter in the first place? Because I kind of think I did, honestly.
You probably did.
Probably.
I could go back and look, but my guess just
the listeners will be like, funny. Jake, what the fuck? You just nominated that ship. I'm going to be like, yeah, well, that was 3 weeks
ago. You could have had a Tauntaun in here. It definitely would beat Slave One.
Could have had a TIE Bomber. Wouldn't have beat Slave One, but still could have had a TIE Bomber.
Slave One moves on. All right. This one should also be easy so we can go quickly because I think we're all on the same page here. The Millennium Falcon versus the Naboo Starfighter. I'll just go ahead and move the Starfighter from Naboo on.
What?
Unless you guys have any. What? Oh, am I wrong?
It wins automatically for its autopilot.
Yeah. And the spinning.
I hope both of y'all take a long look in the mirror tonight.
We're quitting. We're kidding. It's clearly Millennium Falcon, but we're also quitting. But you know.
Any last thoughts on the Starfighter, though? Because I think we do agree that the Millennium Falcon is moving on. Anything else on the Starfighter? I didn't like it.
I think they're personally cool.
It's. I mean, yeah. They're. And if it weren't bright yellow,
everything okay in Naboo was bright.
I'm aware, but
especially Jar Jar, he shines bright.
Wait, so shouldn't Captain Phasma be flying Prince Amidala's or Princess Amidala's ship, since they're both made of chrome?
Sure. Yeah, I think that really bugged me in the prequels that this is supposed to take place like 40 years in the past, and it's just so beautifully,
so much more high tech. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't they bring a Starfighter into Rogue One, though? Isn't there one? I think there's one in that last space battle, actually.
Yes.
So they don't completely quit on it. I thought that was actually nice.
And I think that's why.
Honestly.
All right. So our last matchup of the second round is going to be the AT-AT Walker versus the TIE Fighter. Jake. We know you love walkers. Why don't you go
AT-AT Walker. AT-AT Walker.
Really? That's that fast.
Yep. I think I legitimately think the AT-AT Walker is like, I feel really good about it being in the top four because I honestly think it's one of the top four coolest ships in the original trilogy.
Yeah, but how would you like board it? How do you get into the driver's seat?
They have like lifts and stuff. Same way, how do you get into a plane that's huge? You climb a ladder, man. They probably have like elevators.
Might get tired by the time you get into
it, and then it drives the elevator away. It's like the same way they put luggage on airplanes. They just have a big thing. You don't think the Empire has technology to board a AT-AT Walker, but they can build a moon?
I don't know. I don't know what their priorities
are. With one tragic flaw.
Moon building or bridges. Yeah,
but the tragic flaw was on purpose.
So I know you love the Walker. The reason I'm going to go with the TIE Fighter is because, again, the Walker has a severe disadvantage that they had to... And I don't think the new ones are the same as this, because then we could talk about the Chicken Walker being the same as this. Like, I do believe they're different. And if you look at the size difference, the new one from The Last Jedi is like four times as big as an AT-AT Walker. It's kind of ridiculous if you see them side by side. So the TIE Fighter literally has existed from the beginning and is still going strong, just like the X-Wing. And
so is the AT-AT Walker.
I'm just saying it is the ship of the whatever the
First Order,
not the Imperial Army, First Order, thank you. It's still it lasted two regimes, basically. So and not again, I'm gonna go with I'm going with the TIE Fighter because I love the TIE Interceptor so much, and I'm pissed that we couldn't have it as its own thing, because I think it's just a badass ship.
Which one's the Interceptor?
Well, then it has like
pointy wings.
What?
Has the pointy wings? They're curved Darth Vader's, but there's
I think it was shown in Jedi.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I can't remember.
It was kind of like a combination of the advanced and.
No, I know. I remember now. We can move on.
Ross. So we're tied, though, Ross. What do you think?
This is very difficult. I'm gonna have to go with the TIE Fighter.
You okay. Turned him against me.
I'm going to have to. Yeah. It's just pushing a double digit seed into the semifinals.
Don't worry about the seeding.
I'm not. I'm just saying.
I think in one of our previous episodes, like the 16th.
I think Elsa was like 16 and just.
Yeah, exactly.
Wrecked shit.
It's just the sound of the TIE Fighter and all. It's just, I don't know. It's iconic. It's simple.
All right.
Fine. Put all the boring ships that everyone expected in the final four. You guys are so cool and adventurous.
Oh, that's what we're doing? We're just
everyone just hung up the podcast. Is that a thing? Right. Is that what you do?
So, Jake, if the speeder bike had made it to the semifinals, would you be happy?
No, the AT-AT Walker should have made it.
Everybody wants the upsets. But when George Mason makes it to the Final Four, nobody actually watches. So I think we're doing okay.
Whatever. You guys are a bunch of squares.
On to the Final Four. We have Slave One versus the X-Wing. Jake, since you're so not square, you're like completely round. Who do you want out of this?
I actually do like Slave One. I just really wanted the Chicken Walker to go through. I don't dislike Slave One, actually.
I don't believe you.
No, I really do like Slave One. I just really, really like the Chicken Walker. And then wanted to act like a child just because I can later. It's my podcast. I can do what I want. I'm still going to go with the X-Wing just because everything you said about the TIE Fighter, Ashton, is the same thing for the X-Wing. It's still the premier ship for the elite fighting force of the Rebels or Resistance or whatever it is now. And I really think that Poe's orange and black one was sweet.
Yep.
And in the new trilogy, they've kind of shown us like all these new things it can do, like turn on a dime and stuff.
Jesus
and
Christ, awesome. What was that about?
I don't know if they're supposed to do that, but I think it looks awesome.
And, or does Poe just fly the hell out of it?
Probably that one. Poe's awesome.
Yeah.
I love Poe. Yeah, X-Wing's still going through for me. But Slave One is cool. I like it. It's unique. Something you can say over the X-Wing is Slave One is way more unique than the X-Wing, because the X-Wing kind of just looks like a fighter jet or something. But I still love the X-Wing. It's the ship of Star Wars to me.
All right. Ross, if you don't mind, I'll go next.
Yeah, by all means.
I love these two ships so much. I literally, I was playing Minecraft and I tried to figure out a way to build the X-Wing, took forever and I figured it out. So it exists in my, cause I didn't have the Lego. I'm still jealous of Ross's X-Wing Lego. I used to play the, it might've been like the original Xbox, Bounty Hunter game, which is where we learn where Slave One comes from. It's actually a police ship, according to canon, or maybe it's not canon anymore. I don't know how that works anyway, but anyway, according why it was originally like blue and white or silver, it was a police vehicle on a prison planet, and Jango Fett stole it.
Transport ship? How you transport prisoners?
I guess. I don't know if it was for that.
How you transport prisoners bound in carbonite?
That's very true.
Yeah, probably. So that was cool that it had a kind of a backstory to it that none of the other ships really had. For me, I'm not saying you had to have that, but for me it did. And then I believe it's the same ship that Boba Fett honors his father by still flying, changed up the color to match his outfit. You know, that's totally understandable. And I saw it as a ship that, like a hovercraft, you know, could lift off from anywhere, go into hyperspace. It's one of the fastest ships in the galaxy. The tracking abilities of it are incredible. Its maneuverability. And you talk about sounds, Ross. The sounds coming from Slave One are so cool in the prequels where it's fighting with Obi-Wan. I can't reproduce it, obviously, but go listen to it. It is, you can make fun of Attack of the Clones all you want, but the flying scenes where it's releasing those, you know, badass
bombs,
shockwave bombs, is awesome. I think the ship is better than the guy piloting it, weird enough, because I'm one of those that think Boba Fett's kind of overrated, where I think the ship is iconic. The last thing I'll say is the new games that have come out, the Battlefront games that are a little underwhelming, but one of the more fun things is getting Slave One and being able to fly around in it, more so than an X-Wing. So all that kind of jumbled up together, I'm actually going to push Slave One through.
Sad Jake,
but Ross,
this,
you're a guest. This is where
literally might be the most difficult matchup of the entire bracket. It's, I don't know, the X-Wing Lego set that I had as a kid is one of like my favorite memories from being a child. I didn't go to sleep until I put that thing together, and I think I did it in like 14 hours. And then, I don't know, Slave One just has the mystique and the, I don't know, elusiveness of his pilot or its pilot. I don't know. This is real difficult.
Jake, do you have anything else that you want to throw out to maybe sway his vote?
Yeah, lay it on me.
Not really. You know what? X-Wing is my pick, and I think it's better, but I'm not going to be mad if you guys push Slave One through. Because it is also cool. I just think, when I think Star Wars, I think X-Wing. You know, Slave One, if you go to Battlefront, the two ships that are like the hero ships are Slave One and Millennium Falcon. So I guess Slave One is its own character in a way. So that's cool. But
okay. But
I think the X-Wing is just, it's the Star Wars ship. Like, TIE Fighter is the bad guy ship. The X-Wing is the good guy ship. And
Rogue One, the game, I mean, not Rogue One. What's the?
Rogue Squadron.
Rogue Squadron. That game is so good.
Rogue Squadron was fun.
I forgot about that. Especially, I mean, again, we're kids of the 90s, and that game is so good. So that's a lot of bonus points for the X-Wing.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's still X-Wing for me, but I can't complain if you push Slave One through, even though it's not as good as the Chicken Walker.
All right, Ross, Ashton, we need an answer.
All right, I'm going to have to go with the Heroes ship.
Yeah.
The X-Wing.
Jake wins.
All right. Okay. Not sad, Jake. All right. So we got the X-Wing moving on.
Thank you,
Jake. I want you to know how difficult that was for me.
I appreciate what you're doing for me, Ross.
I'm glad I got that off my chest.
All right. I like that because I thought you were going to go Slave 1, so I appreciate that. So let's go on to our second Final Four. Let's see if we have another upset on our hands. We have our 2 seed, the Millennium Falcon versus the TIE Fighter.
Okay, I'm going to start with this one, and I think this is actually really easy because one of these ships we've actually had to defend a couple of times, and the other one we haven't said shit about just because we all know it's the Millennium Falcon and it's amazing and there's no need to talk about it. It just moves through, and I honestly think it can continue to just move through. So it's the Millennium Falcon for me.
No contest at all. Millennium
Falcon. All right. So I think my real easy reasoning is the Millennium Falcon has literally blown up like 50 of these things. I mean,
like, yeah,
it doesn't even matter who's piloting the damn thing.
It's only weakness.
The money Falcon.
Yeah.
That John Williams score just coming out of nowhere. Yeah. So I'm in agreement. I think the Millennium Falcon, and it's because it's, I'll hold on to this line. It's too good. I'm going to hold on to it. Millennium Falcon moves on. The TIE Fighter is iconic as hell. I think in the original Star Wars trailer, like the original from 77 or 78, whenever it came out, is literally just like a TIE Fighter, like flying towards the screen and that sound, which Ross has mentioned multiple times. It's very
synonymous. Was that your attempt, with Ross?
No, nope.
I think it was.
Nope.
Because it was terrible. You can pretend it was your
dog, but we all know.
It is an iconic ship. And I kind of like how they've attempted to improve upon it. And all they've done is change the paint scheme. Very similar with the X-Wing. You know, give it a little bit different paint scheme.
And then everyone will major buy the toy.
Exactly. And what is Star Wars all about?
Toys.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that.
Sadly, merchandising.
Yeah.
Spaceballs the flame.
Spaceballs the flamethrower.
So the truth, I don't think the TIE Fighter has hyperdrive, which in Star Wars, like everything has that. I'm pretty sure like C-3PO.
That's because they're short range fighters. Hyperdrive. They have to be near a space station.
Yeah. So that's a major negative. The Millennium Falcon has so many positives. We're going to move it on, which means we're on to our finals. I did not think we were going to end up with these two, but I'm excited because I think deep down we're all rebels. So we've got two of,
I don't know, man,
the top.
I think I had more Imperial toys than Rebel toys. Actually, I for 100% had more Imperial toys.
Truth is, I always thought I'd probably be on the dark side. Plus, they had a lot of stuff going on. But we do have our two Rebel ships. Our finals are between the 8 seed, the X-Wing, versus our 2 seed, the Millennium Falcon. I don't know. I don't know if I want to start. I don't know if I want to go last.
Who wants to take this one first?
I'll take it first because I actually think I'm picking the X-Wing over the Millennium Falcon, surprisingly. Millennium Falcon is such a cool ship, and I legitimately get upset like every time a character calls it a hunk of junk. Because bullshit, that thing's beautiful. You almost cry when it shows up in The Force Awakens the first time, you know,
yes.
And when Han walks on it, yeah. Luke standing in the cockpit of it. Every time a iconic character stands in that ship, you like get a little teary.
Yep.
So I'm almost changing my mind, but
right for
all my favorite pilots fly X-Wings.
Oh, okay.
Wedge flies an X-Wing, Poe flies an X-Wing, and more importantly, Luke Skywalker, the greatest character in Star Wars, flies an X-Wing. X-Wing for me.
How do you think Poe would do in the Millennium Falcon?
Probably hate it.
I mean, he'd do fine, but I think Poe likes something a little smaller and more agile.
Yeah.
All right.
It's like giving Poe like an SUV when he wants a roadster.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm with you on that. All right. So you're going to go with the X-Wing. I will go next because I want our guests to go last. You just mentioned tearing up during the scene when it shows up. I've seen the movie twice now in The Last Jedi and Force Awakens. Those scenes with the Millennium Falcon, I literally cried. And it's so weird. I don't understand why. But you mentioned like people showing up in the cockpit. I would give my left foot to stand in the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon, just to be able to be like, wow, okay, I get it.
Wow.
X-Wing,
I have some news for you. When the Star Wars part comes out, you get to pilot that ship.
Oh, all boy. Right, well.
Just went from 6 to midnight.
Since it'll be, yeah, it'll suck to not have a left foot. the ship is gorgeous. It is a hunk of junk, and I love that about it. That's what made the original Star Wars for me, is that it wasn't these like alien, you know, shiny. And that's why the prequels are weird, because they went shiny. But the original was like ancient future tech, which was strange. And the Millennium Falcon epitomized that. Yeah. And everything that goes into the Millennium Falcon, what it's used for, the fact that it, you know, made the Kessel run in 12 parsecs, whatever the fuck that means.
I'm pretty sure 12 is a unit of distance.
Again, it doesn't matter. But the fact that I heard that, I was like, okay, that's cool. This ship's fast as hell, and it can outrun Imperial starfighters and everything else. The double guns on the top and bottom are just so unique. And the scene between Han and
Luke. Every time I watch someone using those guns, I feel like I would probably throw up if I was in those guns.
I don't understand how they have such steady hands.
Oh no. I love the way they
use it in the new movies.
I love how in the brand new movie that just came out, Chewie's flying it. That made me like well up inside,
because I'm Borg. Like,
and a space penguin.
That was actually really good, Ross, for that someone that good. Hates Borgs.
Terrible at TIE fighter noises, but you are nailing the Borg.
I studied them on my vacation.
I've spent literally 2 weeks building a Millennium Falcon model kit with my girlfriend, and never really wanted to go to sleep, but we had to. I love the X-Wing. I think it's just such a classic. You mentioned Luke being the best pilot. I'm with you. Or the best character, I'm sorry. But I'm with you. Like, everything about that I love. I love when the X's literally, like, expand. I'm like, oh, shit. It's like a F-14.
You mean when the X-Foils are locked in attack position?
Thank you, Ross.
You're welcome.
It was very cool to me, but the Millennium Falcon is just everlasting. When I was younger, I didn't think this. I thought the X-Wing was the coolest thing, but growing up and being older and now seeing the new movies, I want the Millennium Falcon to show up. I want it to save the day. I want to be in it. I have to let it go. I want it to be the winner. And I know that might be chalk, but I don't fucking care. It is Star Wars to me.
That's fine. Ross, before you vote, remember that Porkins also flew an X-Wing.
May he stay rest on in target. Peace.
Poor guy was named Porkins. God damn.
I love that they named the fat guy Porkins. That's amazing. Yeah.
And that is canon.
Yes, it is.
That was not a fan name.
Yeah. All right. Are you all ready?
Yes.
Maybe.
So I have a toy of each of these ships from when I was a kid.
Okay. So how we're going to decide it, you're going to throw them and see who goes further.
No.
That ship is the winner.
I'm going to keep you all on the line for 7.5 hours. I'm going to drive up to Pensacola real quick and then look at each of them and then make my decision.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So... I love the X-Wing, but the Millennium Falcon is just the original, like, individually, like, discernible ships. Like, okay. It was the ship of all of the original trilogy. And I have a strong connection with Chewbacca, so I have to go with the Millennium Falcon.
Okay, let me just say that I actually think the Millennium Falcon is cooler, but I wanted someone to pick the X-Wing, so I took it upon myself to do so.
You don't have to do that. It's fine if there's a clear-cut winner.
No, but you know what? The X-Wing deserved a vote, whereas I was kind of joking about the Chicken Walker. Actually, no, I wasn't. I wasn't joking about the Chicken Walker. But this one I was...
Chicken Walker versus Millennium Falcon. Go.
And I wanted it to have a vote. But the Millennium Falcon, I said it about Slave One, but the Millennium Falcon is definitely its own character.
Yes, 100%. It is literally a character, especially in the new movies.
Because that is the
Millennium Falcon
special.
Is the Millennium Falcon, regardless of who's piloting it.
Yeah, no one knows. That's the cool thing about Slave One and the Millennium Falcon is no one knows what the actual name of that type of ship is. It's just the Millennium Falcon and Slave One.
It's a Carillion freighter, isn't it?
I don't. Fuck you, Ross. Way to ruin my.
No, but I'm with you on this, Jake. Like, we're about to get the Han Solo spinoff, which I couldn't care less about, except for I want to know if we're going to see how he wins the Millennium Falcon in a card game. Like, that the fact that that's a plot point, that he wins a spaceship that changes the future of the entire universe in a game of Texas Hold'em, that is so cool to me. And you mentioned it's its own character. It is a, when you see it in A Force Awakens, it's like, we're going to take that piece of shit over there, and it's barely covered with tarp, and it folds over, and you see the Millennium Falcon. I went from 6 to midnight because I was like, holy shit, this is about to happen. If that happened with an X-Wing, I'd be like, all right, there's another X-Wing. Okay.
That's that's fair.
And we all know how cargo gets loaded into the Millennium Falcon, right?
Loaded into
a little ramp thingy?
No. So that type of ship can be filled with cargo in space. It goes into in between the cockpit and the opposite side.
Oh, okay. So the front.
Yeah. Sure.
Who knew?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I did not
you
know
say
that.
Everybody knows.
Either. Because
none of us knew.
No one had a clue. I do like that in the. I mean, it blew up, but I like that in the new trilogy, they have kind of tried to make X-Wings more unique and personal.
Yes. Yeah, they had a blue and white.
All of them look the same in the original, but they had different types of TIE fighters in the original. I think it's cool that they are, you know, that there is a more individual X-Wing. And Poe's the only one that has one, but Poe's the only pilot that matters.
Who deserves one.
So I think that's really cool. But the Millennium Falcons, yeah. I mean, that was easy. I wanted someone to vote for the X-Wing, so I did.
And the truth is, we spoiler alert, if you, again, this probably should have said at the beginning, but if you haven't seen The Last Jedi, when we saw Poe's X-Wing explode, I didn't really feel anything. If I saw the Millennium Falcon explode, I really don't know what I'd do. I'd be like, I'd grab it, my chest. I'd be like, oh my God.
I like think I'd be more upset about the Millennium Falcon exploding than like Han Solo
any character dying.
Yeah, actually, that's a good point, Jake. It really is.
It's so true.
I never thought about it until just now. But...
if Chewbacca were to die, I think I would literally weep.
Yeah, because you're like both tall and hairy.
Chewie's been alive for 8 centuries.
Yes, he has.
I still All think right. that they included Chewie in the prequels. I just need to say that. But anyway.
Yeah, that was ridiculous, but we have to finish. That is another bracket in the books, and I'm sure a lot of people are pissed, but who cares?
We did like fine. To congratulate we got the two top ships in the finals. It was people are going to be
I don't know. Some people probably wanted some Slave One in there. I mean, that's a big ship, so...
I'm surprised the Jedi Starfighter didn't make it further.
I'm sure
Jake is thinking the same thing.
I'm still pissed I even nominated that piece of shit. I don't even know if I did. It might have been Ashton, but
you
I was
probably didn't. That's still my favorite thing. I'm just letting you stew in
I'm
your
just
own misery.
Myself apart here. So, but, well.
but I would like to congratulate the Millennium Falcon on. I think we can agree a unanimous victory. Really, I'm sorry if it's chalk, but sometimes chalk is just right. As always. We do have to move on to our next topic. So, Jake, can you please remind everybody how we do this?
Hold on. I have to watch an ad on my app. I use the, in case you haven't listened before, I use this wonderful app called Choose For Me because we can't make decisions. So I just type a bunch of categories into Choose For Me, and then I let it pick for me.
Yeah, we don't want to be responsible for making decisions.
Yeah, so now that I have watched the ad, I can I can actually let it choose for me. So our next category is going to be who would win in a fight, Harry Potter characters.
Mm.
Okay.
So that could be fun.
That's
fun.
A little different, but still sticking with our nerd roots, which I'm more than happy about.
I was hoping for soups.
One day, Jake, one day. So I want to thank everybody for checking out our podcast. I really want to thank Ross for helping us with our first Star Wars themed episode. I'm sure we will have many more. So thank you very much, Ross.
I'm happy to be here.
Everybody, please be on the lookout for our next episode, where again, we will be debating who would win in a fight between Harry Potter characters. And I think we should debate this now. This is not actual duels that happen. This is just, let's match up characters and see who would win.
Yeah, I mean, you just put random characters in there, but if they dueled on screen, that's a pretty good indicator of who would win.
Who would win?
They fought.
Sure.
So you think should, I brought up.
You should see that's them based on height.
I want the twins to fight each other. Can I just say that now?
Sure, they can go on there.
Individually.
That would probably.
Maybe. We'll see how many characters we have and what we have to do. You know how it works.
Absolutely. You guys know how it works. Until then, please follow us on Twitter at Bracket Buddies. And if you have any ideas that you'd like us to debate, please send us random topics via email. But our email is bracketbuddies@gmail.com. Again, thank you, Ross. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, Jake.
You're welcome.
Everybody, thank you. And please tell your friends about our podcast. It helps a lot. Keep us going.
Bye.
Toodles.